Meow. We've been beamed up. Now it's ruined. I had a whole thing. I was thinking on the fly for a cool intro after you said
beam us up.
So that
was Chat Pack.
Oh my God.
What?
We're wrapping it up.
Thanks for Caleb coming back into his connection from 2007 as he's in a new location. Good chance Caleb will freeze like he has
five
already.
5 megabytes down.
Five whole megabytes down.
Do you realize how little that is?
I mean, that's terrible. It's the high quality of the infrastructure in the United States, especially when it comes to
rural Ohio.
Right? Yeah, rural Ohio is known for a hotspot of internet activity.
My upload speed is double what your download speed is right now.
I believe that, Mr. Salt Lake City.
You got the fiber, don't you?
We do have fiber. At my house here, I don't have fiber because they haven't put in like the infrastructure in this area yet, but they're starting to, and I think like a few houses down the street have fiber, but it hasn't made it down to us yet.
So sorry.
But
we'll give everyone plenty of ear fiber. Well, Trevor, what are you going to finish up? Because I was going to segue.
Ear fiber. I was just saying, I do have 300 down still.
You didn't do the rigmarole. You got distracted.
That's literally what I was going for. I was segueing with the ear fiber into the fact that this is the Chat Pack Podcast, where each week we get together and talk about this, that, and the other thing. I'm one of your hosts, Paul Holden, joined by my illustrious duo of co-hosts, the one and only Trevor Heim.
So does ear fiber like make ear poop? Is that like an important part of your ear digestive tract?
I think it is, and you know, we're here to bring, because not only it takes the fiber and it goes up to the brain, you know, and if there's one thing the brain needs, it's fiber.
Fiber.
That's what they teach you in any biology class, and you know, your brain fiber is an important thing to pair with your brain genes. So that's what to remember. But we also, like I said, joined from 2007's AOL dial-up connection. Caleb Cole is hanging out with us today.
I'm still trying to figure out the connection between brain fiber and Chat Pack, and if there is one. Also, brain fiber and brain genes.
Brain juices.
I was just trying to find a way to segue what Trevor was talking about into the rigmarole.
Maybe
and
if
then you
eat
brought
enough
up the fact
brain
that
fiber,
I went over the rigmarole.
Maybe if you eat enough brain fiber, then you'll lose weight and fit into your brain genes.
Brain genes are a lot more complicated than just pants, Caleb. We don't have enough time to cover the deep complexities of brain genes. But we thank you all for hanging out with us here at twitch.tv/chat_pack, where you can catch the live recording of each episode every week on Wednesday evenings here at this lovely little Twitch channel. And Trevor said that we just passed 100 followers on Twitch, so we greatly appreciate it. Thank you all so much for hanging out with us.
We got a new button. We're celebrities.
Yeah, we got a new button. We got a new title.
Commercial button.
Yeah, we got all sorts of cool stuff going on. And I got a cool idea that hopefully these guys are going to help me out with.
I'm sure there's some kind of clause that we weren't supposed to discuss the button. And it's like we got an email and it says,
I think
like,
it's, no way. It's like, supposed to show that we're growing. It's like hey, the community's growing. Hang out with us.
But yeah, but I'm sure maybe it's like an elite Twitch streamer thing. And they're like, all right, you're in the club now. Don't tell anybody about the button.
The button.
I think a lot of people know about the button. I'm not going to lie.
We're definitely letting the cat out of the bag. We're making it known.
There's that Jeff, button, but there's also that other button.
Jeffy B. Hey, Jeffy B, if you're listening, Jeff Bezos, a.k.a. founder, CEO of Amazon, a.k.a. the New World Order, a.k.a.
Where are you going with this?
Your drone delivery service. If you're listening, we let the cat out of the bag. About the button. He owns Twitch. He's Papa Twitch now.
I heard something.
Wait, I thought that was Google.
Amazon. Amazon owns Twitch.
I didn't know Twitch was Amazonian.
Yep, Twitch is Amazonian. How you guys doing, guys? How's things? You can kind of tell who is still caring about their hair during the pandemic and who is not. But that's also just kind of a normal day-to-day thing as well. Caleb's hair is looking extra flowy today as we got a nice frozen picture of him there. But my hair is absolutely outlandish today.
I remember a dude in the chat said, I always love when Caleb looks like Jesus. And he really does look like Jesus today. It's a good look that he's got.
He's no longer he's getting past like Billy Mitchell length, because when we had that episode, he was at like perfect Billy Mitchell length. Now he's at like the stage where if Caleb was a different person, he would probably wear like cut off flannels. You know, like really love his truck. You know, a lot of jeans, big and a big belt buckle.
I think for the audio listeners,
this is my metal band look.
Yeah, if for the audio listeners, if they want to know what Caleb looks like, it's just Dave Grohl. If you've seen Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters,
yeah,
that's what Caleb looks like.
Fair.
I don't currently think I look that much like Dave Grohl.
Well, no, now that you put your hair forward like that, you do. Sing some Pretender. That was beautiful.
This isn't the song he requested.
Yeah, I don't really get the Foo Fighters. Like, I'm not into, you know, somebody was asking me about Nirvana Foo Fighters,
and you went with Kurt Cobain, which, like, I mean, yes, he is. Dave Grohl is in that band,
I said,
but
something
he
about the Pretender.
Sing.
Isn't that a Foo Fighters
song?
See,
there you go. At least that works there. Dave Grohl is in that band.
Here we are now.
So, anyway, how you guys doing, man? How you guys surviving in week 4 of global pandemic?
You know, I've repeatedly said that I want to act like we're not in a pandemic right now to give people relief from it. But Paul keeps on. I just want to make sure everybody knows that if you're like, man, why do they always talk about the pandemic? Why we just want some relief from it? It's Paul's fault. It's 100%. Paul doesn't like you. And he wants you to know that he doesn't like you. And he wants you to have a bad time all the
gonna
time.
Have a bad time.
That's like when, you know, Paul and I lived together. I feel like he would intentionally try to make my days as terrible as possible. Right?
I would say I think I honestly was probably one of the easiest people to live with, because as long as I just had my literal routine that I still continue to do every day and it was uninterrupted, anything could probably happen and I wouldn't notice. I went in stations. My whole life was in stations. I don't think I did anything to make your life.
What do you mean stations?
Yeah.
I'd wake up, I'd go to work, I'd come home, I'd eat lunch. I'd eat lunch and I'd sit in the family room for a bit. Go take a nap.
Sometimes
out,
you would
take
get
the dog, go out
sometimes
and
you'd
take
really
the dog
drunk,
out for a walk. And then I would go home and I would sit in my chair and I would, that's where I would be. Go to the gym, maybe.
And then you would go up and get really drunk at Jackie's and then come home and pound on my door and sing Tiny Dancer by Elton John. Completely unprovoked.
That wasn't a regular thing.
I mean, let's just say that, I mean,
if
not only was
so
that
much,
hilarious,
it felt regular.
It also was revenge from the fact that that's how I woke up weekly for weeks.
It was 3 days a week, so almost daily.
3 days a week. I'm doing good because, you know, fuck Caleb and whatever he was just talking about, because I don't give a shit. Trevor, how are you doing? Let's just take about the other part. How are you doing? How about that, Caleb? How are you? Does that work for you?
Doing well.
No,
quite well. I've been sitting. I'm now going unhappy. On into my 9th hour of sitting in this exact chair as I've been working from home. So,
how does your butt feel?
It's asleep. It's no longer feels anything.
It's a butt date.
It's completely numb.
Yeah. Like, if we cupped it, would you think it'd be more round or flat? How's your butt feel?
That's a tough question. I mean, normally I have quite the bubble butt, but it might be pretty flat right
bubble
now.
Butt.
Ooh.
Bubble butt.
Not enough getting out and exercising.
Actually,
you gotta do air squats.
I have been biking and walking quite a bit since the pandemic started. On Saturday or Sunday, we biked like 30 miles. Which is pretty cool.
It's a great ride.
And then we've been walking like every couple days, walking like 5-ish miles just around like the city. It's been pretty cool.
You bring the dogs on that walk?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, they would just tear the house down because they have so much energy.
Especially that little Faye one.
She's a maniac.
I've been kind of... I woke up to a good like half inch of snow today. Mm. I don't know what the weather's like for you guys.
Yeah,
not snow.
Quite a bit of snow here.
Yeah,
it's a lot warmer here.
Northwest Ohio, it was cold, and then it was like, for a moment, it didn't stick. You know, when it hits the ground, it just melts right away, but it was like white out. Like, we have like a probably about an acre and a half plot where my parents are, and like I look out the window, and like I can't even see to the end of the plot because there's so much snow. But then none of it stuck. It was weird. Ohio's such an odd place.
I was gonna say,
yeah. I mean, well, spring snowstorms too. I mean, I feel like in a lot of places they just can come and go.
I just looked at the weather. It's 55 here. Apparently,
that sounds nice. It's gonna be like chilly-ish. I mean, it's been the past little bit. It's been beautiful over here. I've slowly been working on my ollie. I'm getting
ollies. Oh, Paul, yeah, like on you're a skateboard? Gonna get hurt.
Yeah, I'm close, dude.
On the concrete.
Dude, I've landed a few. I've landed a few, but I'm not consistent, so I can't say I can do an ollie. You know what I'm saying? I've done it, but I can't do one. You know what I'm saying? I have to be able to, like, here's a skateboard, go do it. Like, I'm not to that level yet, but I like have the idea of it. Like, I can, and I get it. Like, I get the process of doing it, but execution, not totally there. But skating's fun, man.
The problem for doing an ollie for me is not getting the board up, but it's landing without my feet just going straight out. Like every time I land on a skateboard, it feels like I was standing on a rug and somebody just yanked the rug out and I fell.
Yeah, I'm pretty like comfortable on the board enough that it's more so just like the process and the idea of like when you slam the tail down, like I'm not good at sliding my other foot up to kind of like go with the board to kind of like, because I feel like I can pop it, you know, pretty good, or like I got the idea of like jumping, but it's just that I think I'm missing the slide your foot up to kind of like carry the board with you to do it. But
have you tried
a couple of times that I've nailed it, dude? It feels good when you nail it. It's like, because you can just like, you feel the way the board like presses up on your foot, and it's just like one of those things where it's like really like, because I nailed one that was like really smooth, and I haven't gotten back to like that one. But
have you tried a backside roadie off the quinoa feature?
No, that's a snowboard.
Snowboarding,
trick.
Caleb.
Different extreme sport.
Gosh dang it.
But yeah, that's been one of the things I've been doing. But now that it's cold, it's kind of the same thing. I get my outside time with a Dot gets a nice morning walk, and then we kind of putz around depending on.
Maybe if it snows enough, you can have Ian or Will. They both have good off-road cars. Just tow you behind, and you can hop on a snowboard.
I did that once.
I don't have my snowboard.
Oh, I've heard that's pretty dangerous.
Mm-hmm. We were wearing a helmet. Like, if you know how to stop, significantly less dangerous.
If you know how to stop, I feel like you should be able to, you know.
Actually, my neighbor growing up used to tow us behind his SUV on a sled, like around the neighborhood when it would snow a whole bunch. And one time he took a turn just on like one of our neighborhood streets, and I went slinging around, you know, the outside of the car, kind of like when you're tubing or whatever. And the rope hit a mailbox, and so I let go of it, and I just did like 6 cartwheels through a neighbor's front yard.
Just all in my snow gear. Around Anthony Wayne area, some kids died doing that one time. Like their dad was pulling them on the sled.
I believe that.
Well, because they stopped, or somehow they got under the wheel and they got ran over.
Holy crap, that's horrifying. God.
I know. That's what I was saying. It's maybe not the safest thing to do. Maybe like in adult life, you know, you can just jump off. But like when it's like a 6-year-old, or I don't know how old the kids were, but you know, when you're young enough, you just kind of clutch. Yeah, you don't know how to like just jump off or make the smart safe move, because you're like, oh, I don't want to fall off the sled. So you like clutch it, and then, you know.
But when you're a little kid, you do ragdoll like an older person would not be able to.
I don't know. I'm pretty good at ragdoll.
You are practically made of rubber for a little bit of your life, right? That's what it's supposed to be.
All right. Paul, was it Paul or Trevor who had a topic here?
I did not anticipate that to just die. I thought that there was going to be I thought I had enough time for the beer sip, but whoa.
What died? Kind
of funny.
Hey, the beer sip is an important aspect of the show.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I thought there was enough laughter to like carry the momentum like through, so there wasn't going to be like a down point.
No.
During
that's,
Lent. But
it's cool. That's
anyway.
That's where I'll stitch in the ad later. That's where the mid-roll ad will go.
That's where you just slap that bad boy on there.
I can never find a spot for it. So,
Oh, that one's going to come real early. People, if they've listened to this, be like, usually doesn't come for like 40 minutes into the show. Here's one 13 minutes into the show. Gotcha. We got that affiliate status on Twitch, and now we are money hungry. Big bucko buckaroos. Bingo, bungo, bingo. Caleb, what do you think of that?
I don't know that he heard us. His connection's going in and out.
Bingo, bingo, bongo?
Bingo, bongo. We're basically PewDiePie at this point.
Dude, we've also been bouncing around all sorts of different video games. I feel like I've played a menagerie of games.
Dude.
There's a fierce menagerie? Mario Odyssey competition going on between Will and Ian on who can get the most moons. These guys are hooked. Well, we lost Caleb on at least the video feed. So, well, anyway, Trevor. I also played some Mario Sunshine the other day. Played some Mario Baseball. I played, and this is all within the past like 3 days. We fired up like San Andreas for like 12 minutes earlier today.
It's a good one. So,
and it's interesting. They definitely like updated it a little. You know, it still looks the same, but it looks much better. It's like a 360 version, I feel like, instead of the original Xbox One, because like the menus are different and stuff. Like,
oh, so it's like a remake or something.
It's yes, but no. It's more of like an up res, I feel like. It's not because they didn't really like make anything look necessarily like they just kind of took the old stuff and then just spruced up the way that stuff looked. You know what I mean? They didn't necessarily like rebuild anything. It's like how they did Halo 3 in the Master Chief Collection, where they just like took the textures and things and just made them pop a little bit more, made everything a little bit more vibrant and stuff. Because I remember like, sorry.
No.
I was just saying, the last time I saw San Andreas, my buddy was playing it like on an original like Xbox, like on a CRT, and it's just like I don't remember when, like, because it's just like we made the transition from so long ago from CRTs, and it's like, man, we were just cool with things being blurry. it was totally fine. We were just like, I just can't see whatever the hell that thing is, because just doesn't know what that is. It's a bush, maybe it's a cloud. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have San Andreas for PS2 out in the living room right now, and played it semi-recently, but classic.
Your Wednesday night plans are made.
Classic PS2 game. San Andreas was the first M-rated game that I remember one of my good friends growing up, Kelly, he smuggled it from his uncle,
Kelly,
who happened to have a PS2. Yeah, Kelly, interesting thing about Kelly is, well, maybe I shouldn't say his last name on the podcast.
Yeah, no,
His last name, so Kelly, his last name sounds very Irish. First name Kelly sounds very Irish as well. Nope, totally a black dude. Super cool dude, though. But anyways, I was going to say, you were talking about Mario Baseball, which I saw you were playing some Mario Baseball. Did you ever play Backyard Baseball when you were a kid?
Yo, 1,000%. That game was amazing. Pablo Sanchez. Oh.
Caleb's back.
from the heavens. From the heavens. Can he be? Is he back?
I've heard your whole voice time speaking down on us.
Our boy. Yeah.
Yo, yeah, backyard, dude, of course, baseball? Backyard.
We just said Jetpack Easter.
Who's the guy who's
Pete
super
Sanchez?
Fast?
I'm pretty sure.
Pete Wheeler, dude.
Pete Wheeler. Yeah, it's Pablo Sanchez and Pete Wheeler. Pete Wheeler he had wheels. Dude was so fast.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I like when the backyard sports added the pros. I know that's sometimes a controversial take.
It was
take,
pretty
but
cool. I remember Steve Young. Like, that was awesome. And Barry Sanders. And
backyard football, of course, you know. Jerry Rice.
Steve Young, Jerry Rice, Barry Sanders.
Steve Young was the, he was the cover athlete, I think.
Randall Cunningham was in it? The old Vikings quarterback?
Who was the dope running back in that game? I know it was Pablo Sanchez. Barry Sanders was definitely. But yeah, all the backyard sports were great. Baseball is my favorite, obviously.
So it reminded me, because I had backyard baseball and backyard soccer, and I was thinking about, because right now we've got no sports seasons or anything going on, and I was thinking about, I was like, could we do something like a Twitch Plays for backyard baseball or something like that, where we have like, we're live streaming and we've got the stats going and all the stuff like that.
Oh, Paul wants to do it so badly on Mario Baseball.
Two things, Trevor. One, it's actually really interesting. Both the NBA and Major League Baseball, they have players playing games and like doing leagues. So a lot of people are watching And like
that
Major
NASCAR
League Baseball
dude
players.
Said the N-word and got banned. I don't know if you saw that.
that makes so much sense. Nope. But man, that's a bummer.
Yeah, you don't want to just like buy into the stereotype of that. But boy, that's just a bad.
He apparently thought that his microphone was off in a race, and yeah, he said the N-word. And
oh well, then it's fine.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's okay.
He was sponsored by McDonald's, and they were like, "Yeah, I don't think we're gonna sponsor him anymore." And I was like, "Holy shit!"
Guy's probably not gonna. That guy raced his last race a lot earlier than he thought he did.
Well, NASCAR said that he's on probation for like 2 months, and then they're gonna have him do sensitivity training. And I was like, okay. Cool. Sensitivity training.
So we got this new class. It stops racism. Your physics. we make it so you physically can't pronounce the hard R.
Can't be racist.
So my follow up, Trevor. I was playing Mario Baseball, and I was just thinking,
yes,
I could definitely do it with Mario Baseball, and then I'd be the play-by-play guy for it. And it keeps a lot of the stats, but I'm going to have Ben help me. So I would record it, live stream it without like a lot of the nuts and bolts, but then put it up on YouTube, and then it would just have a little bit more spick and span, unless I could work OBS to do it all at once, which I probably could do.
Oh, yeah. You can record at the same time that you stream.
Yeah, exactly.
Super simple.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I see.
But then I was just going to drop the recording into Premiere, and then that's where I'd be able to just have the time to plop the things over.
Oh my gosh. And if you could put if you could bring up like a stat list into the video and.
Oh yeah, exactly. Cause I would be like in between. So basically, I
have
played it
flash
it,
over
I did a little
to
bit
you
of
guys.
Research. Yeah. That's what I'd want. Totally. Exactly. Cause
you're
I was
in, like,
trying
a
to figure out
with
if,
your Rockies hat.
Exactly. Literally, dude, it's exactly 100% what I'm thinking. Cause I'm trying to think if I should just do one voice or two voices, or if I can somehow just do it myself twice. You know what I mean? Somehow not like, I mean, that'd be too complicated obviously at this point.
I mean, I'd love to hop on that.
Yeah. Or we just do it both. Cause I was playing against the computers and I was like, shit, I'm not good at this game anymore. I was like, it would actually be entertaining because what would make it interesting, I think, too, for the purpose of the video and what I want to do, because I'm going to have Caleb help me with, like, because this is a plan. I think I still want to go forward and do it. So games in the story mode are 5 innings long. So say in like maybe half hour, 45 minutes, you can get like 3 games in. Most likely, like so you would make that the series. So that would be the video. So you pick a team to start, and then you can play against all the captains. And then you add this extra spin of it. It's like free agency, because if you do certain missions during the story mode of the game, other people from the team join your team. So you could like cut it the game, and you're like, breaking news into the Mario Sports Network here. The Donkey Kongs have now acquired from the Yoshi Islanders Shy Guy and Mario, a baby Mario, leaving the Yoshi Islanders down 2 players in the upcoming game of the series. And then it's, whoosh, they do like a little transition, whoosh, and then goes back to the game or goes to like the next game.
I think it's hilarious idea.
I think so too, man. And honestly, because the only thing we're missing now in terms, we got to figure out how to, you know, make sure get the streaming part of it. But we just need to make sure that I can play, or just I just need to optimize that ROM and figure out how to play with my GameCube controller. Because I'll just play and
that's
against
not
the computer,
hard at all.
And then I'll that's what and then well because
Wait,
I
you would
I
play
have,
against the computer, or you would have the computer play the computer.
I would probably just play the computer.
Why
or
would
I would
why
we could
wouldn't
just
we
do the computer
play?
We could play each other, I guess, but I thought we were having the issue with the net play thing.
No, that's only on Nintendo 64 that is the problem. We can do it on GameCube easy.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Well, that we'd have to retool it a little bit, but because I was doing it with the one player mode with the free agent transactions and stuff.
Oh, I see.
Like that.
Yeah. Well, and that's that's pretty awesome, actually, the one player mode with the free agent.
So, yeah, because I was thinking of that as just kind of like that's like the season, but then if, you know, we get a little popularity of it and then. The side thing, bring the competitive side into it.
You know what I'd really like to do?
Here's like a game between us, and then we're just talking shit, because especially if we get that going, because then we can start getting some Mario Party recordings going on too.
That'd be great. But remember, Paul, I know you remember, but Trevor, do you remember iDarb?
Oh, yeah. iDarb's awesome.
Dude, that is what I wish that there was a real league of people who played that. I still, Paul, I think we're some of the best in the world at that game. Because
don't
you're
let
the
your
only
dreams
person
be dreams.
you're the only person who like I like struggle to beat. And then everybody I played online, like once we, because I remember we played online once and then like figured out that like they people had certain spots where you could shoot for like double and triple. And so once we figured that out and we practiced each other, I haven't even come close to ever losing a game online. I mean, I've crushed like probably 50 games. It's just like 50-0.
Well, the other thing too is we played a lot of one-on-ones, you know, so the big difference was...
Was there two-on-two? Oh, yeah, there was, wasn't
there? Yeah, that was the online here, but diving into the chat here, Taggett says, can you speak to why Dig Dug is so shifty? You know, he's working underground all the time. He's got all these dragons. He's got these things flying at him all the time. You can't really blame him.
I think he has PTSD being a little bit shifty. World War One.
Well, and you gotta, you know, something goes on in his head too. When he, you know, he hears silence when he doesn't move, but then when he walks, he just hears the same song that plays over and over in his head. And so, you
like
know,
Chinese water torture.
It might wear on him a little bit. Also, the tough frozen turkey says you all look like drinking IPAs is your personality trait. Yes, just take out the IPAs with shitty beer, and then that's just kind of like half of our personality anyway. So
I represent that insult.
I'm drinking, of course, the classy Miller High Life,
champagne
of beers. Drinking anyway, thank you all for joining us, by the way. We appreciate it. Let's dive into our topic for today here.
Only 25 Trevor brought minutes
this. In. Yeah, it's all right. Trevor brought this one up for us today. Trevor, I'm going to let you take over this here. So Trevor, today's topic is brought to you by Trevor. Trevor Heim, for all your car
tech
website
needs
visit
car website
Trevor
needs.
Heim. Crohn'sisbad.com.
TrevorHeim.crohn'sisbad.co. .net. All right, yeah. So the topic today, would you... Well, I'm trying to think of how I... Oh, man, what was it that I was watching? Anyways, I was watching something that made me think of moving to another planet. So my question is, would you consider moving to another planet if humanity started branching out and... habitating elsewhere?
Do they have
what's
social
the timeline? Yeah,
do
what
they have
we,
social
what we,
medias on that new planet? Because if they don't, I'm in. I want to go away.
Oh, I am Caleb. Social media is the enemy, man. I just want to go off the planet, man, where there's no social media, man.
Hey,
even though I talk about Reddit every podcast. Man,
I'm too hipster for social media and mainstream beers.
Man,
I tried to get on Twitter. I tried, and there's just so much. It's just the most negative group of people. It's really awful. Truly,
yeah, it's not all that great. But
every time I'd log on to Twitter, I'd get off feeling worse. It's like I don't want it to be like family Thanksgiving. I don't need that.
Family Thanksgiving. You bring the family together. It's a
if your family Thanksgiving.
No, I don't blame you. I just thought it was funny. It sounded like a pretty classic. Like
if your family Thanksgiving makes you feel worse, yeah. Then you're not drinking enough at family Thanksgiving.
True. I was able
to
walk.
That's
this
a healthy
year.
Coping mechanism.
Oh yeah.
So let me break this down,
yeah.
Trevor. Oh,
break it down for us.
Hi, Dot. Hi, Dottie. Come on. Hold on.
Hold up.
Oh.
Paul's dog has entered the building.
Paul caught a dog.
In the chat, I was going to say, Tanker Brandt said, what is up, boys? What's up, Tanker Brandt?
I know who that is.
Taggett asked if it's another planet, is it still America? Maybe it's a colony of America, something like...
Yeah, you got to lay down some ground rules for us, Trevor, because if it was like right now, no, I don't want to go found...
No.
I don't want to go live on a planet with nothing on it. No, I don't want to do that.
No, I was thinking in the future where either we've moved to a couple of planets or and things are kind of established there, or you know, something like a new colony on Mars, but we've gotten to a point where it's like a small city So you'd be moving into like a village of people living on Mars or something like that. So it'd be much more established. You wouldn't be the first person there. There'd be like,
so it'd be like maybe, you know, 20,000 people stores. In a colony.
Maybe.
Then fuck yes, I would do that. Are you kidding me? I think that like one thing, like I love to travel. Like obviously you guys know that's probably like my number one passion. And I think if I was born a lot earlier, I would have definitely been an explorer. Like somebody who just wants to see like new uncharted territory.
We lost him.
But there's not really uncharted territory now. I mean, once we got satellites
up. If he was born a lot earlier, he definitely, Paul, complete the sentence.
So yeah, that'd be awesome.
He definitely would have probably gone to the other planets earlier because he doesn't like it.
He would have been into 70s and 80s music because he was born earlier.
I don't know what he's going to say. That's an interesting question because in reality, I want to say no because it's like I'm way too established here now. You know what I'm saying? Like my whole life is set up here.
Like but here on Earth?
Like, how long is my invitation open? You know what I'm saying? Because if things start going south, Caleb's now back with just a real frustrated look.
No, not even if things are going south, like, you know, treat it as like
not like south, like in the world, like south for me. I'm saying like, all right,
oh, okay.
You know, the relationships not panning
lost
out,
him.
Job hunt not panning out, stuff like that. Maybe I would be like, all right, I got this opportunity to go do something different. It's not working out here, but I feel like because that's my thing. I just got way too many ties to, you know, here at home base.
Yeah, I mean. I was thinking of it kind of like almost like moving to another country, but it's just another planet. But it's like it's that established kind of a thing.
Yeah. I mean, now I would be into definitely like if visiting was a thing, I'd be definitely into that.
You take a vacation to another planet or something.
Yeah, because again, but you never know at the same. I feel like I'd have to take the vacation first. I couldn't just up and go.
Yeah.
I don't think. Because it's not like, because a different planet, I feel like, is not like the United States. I guess, like, if you move to the other side of the world, it kind of is. If you got to do a bunch of other stuff, you know, or it's just a completely different culture, different language, you know, different, you're driving on the other side of the road, the whole kit and caboodle. Like, if you were to do something like that, I guess, really, what is the difference? You know, in reality, I'm not trying, you know, because it's like, you got to relearn just about everything. So if you were to go to that planet, you know.
Let's say relearn everything.
Like if you didn't know that, like if you were to just up and go, and
like a different language or something.
Yeah, like a different language, and like it's about like
Klingon, and
I was gonna say,
and like they like drive on, you know, or if you and you go to a place that also like they drive on the other side of the road, and they like have just a completely different idea of just what everyday life is versus what you're used to, like. That's a pretty big jump.
Yeah, like maybe over there they're nice to each other on Twitter.
But then at the same time though, it's like in that instance, like you could just go home, or you could go back probably. Because if you're doing the whole planet thing, if you're going, especially if you're going to like help colonize the planet, then
so
you know if it's a one way ticket, I'm definitely out. I will say that.
Okay, that's fair. Now let's say it's not a one way ticket, but let's say. There's an established city on the planet, but like, you know, the air is not breathable or whatever. So to live there, you got to like, you're in your little bubble habitat, or you got to suit up to go outside and get like,
you're in Salt Lake City on a smog day.
Ha! Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
The air quality can get pretty bad here. It's actually,
I'd want to go somewhere that I couldn't just like, you know, I don't know, kick back and just
yeah, it'd be kind of a bummer to
air.
Not just be like, yeah, it would be kind of a bummer if you couldn't just like go outside. Obviously, I'm imagining like the bubble cities and like they have the stuff in the bubbles, but then it'd be just kind of weird to be like, you know, you're at the park or whatever, and then you just look and then there's still like the red just dirt of Mars or whatever, just like over there.
Outside the windows.
Okay. Yeah, and it's like, so really I'm not outside.
Wait,
like,
what's gravity like on the planet?
That's a great point too.
Man, I think
if
Mars
it was
like
half gravity,
that'd
be pretty
of our
cool.
Gravity or something.
I think it's more, isn't it? it's a bigger planet, so isn't it more gravity? Oh, but they don't have the atmosphere, so.
I think Mars is, I don't know if Mars is bigger or smaller than Earth, but I think Mars's gravity is a little bit less, because I know if you went and lived there I've always heard that the people who were born on Earth and live on Mars could come back to Earth, but the people who are born on Mars wouldn't be able to visit Earth because they wouldn't be able to handle the gravity.
Trevor, you're right. Mars is about, it says slightly more than half the size of Earth. So definitely less gravity.
Mars.
That's interesting, though, because I think a day on Mars is longer than Earth, but it's smaller. So it must just rotate really slow.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, it's farther away.
Well, that's a year.
Doesn't that happen?
That's like the year is the time that it goes around the sun.
Welcome back to Chat Pack Talk Science.
Astronomy 101, one of the hardest classes I ever took in
Caleb
college.
And Trevor explained remedial concepts to Paul.
Talk about a total blindside class. You walk in there as a young-eyed, sophomore in college.
Young-eyed?
You're in, young-eyed. I guess, doe-eyed, whatever the fuck it's saying is. You walk into astronomy.
You walk into astronomy. All worn. Paul, you got old eyes. Your eyes are...
My eyes are just constantly just like... I just have like purple. like underneath my eyes is just dyed purple because I'm just tired.
Is your glasses?
No, I don't know.
Do you have blood pooling under your eyes?
He's in a state of constant exhaustion.
You should have Ben give you a pre-autopsy.
That's true. TagX brings up an interesting point. Are there indigenous species on this planet?
I didn't even think about the fauna.
What are we thinking about that? Just wrapping up watching the prequels of Star Wars. This is an interesting thing because you never know what type of planet you might be landing on here. Is it going to... The Gungans got the net, but I'd be all right with meeting the Gungans. I mean, they don't really mind people, or at least they didn't mind the Jedis. I guess they don't really like people, though.
What if, do you remember in episode two, there's like those spider things that come out of the pit and Obi-Wan or Anakin chops off like one of their arms, but like they've got like spikes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? They're like,
you wouldn't want to fight those things.
Could you imagine? No, not at all.
Would a gun work? How much does the gravity impact a gun?
You could still shoot a gun for sure.
Would that have any impact on?
It would fly farther
Earth's
for longer.
Gravity has an effect on guns.
Yeah, but that's why your bullet falls. That's why it can only go so many miles or whatever.
Well, and TagX again brings up a good point. You have to assume if we've colonized another planet, our weaponry and the technology is a little bit more advanced. Yeah, are lasers the future? Are we going to be shooting lasers at each other?
We had Tefrozen Turkey, and he works in laser peening. If he was still here, Tefrozen Turkey, if you're still on here, let us know if lasers are the future.
Wait, I know who that is then.
Lasers.
Yeah, he works with lasers. He shoots lasers and metal to make the metal stronger.
Will we or will we not have a plasma gun like in Halo?
Yeah, and like a plasma pistol that like I can charge it up and then shoot it at somebody and then punch them in the face right after.
Knock out armor.
They're definitely dead after that.
Yeah.
Now, I would say that would be one of the interesting parts of going to a planet. Because if you were part of the team that was learning about the wildlife, what lived on the planet, that would be a really interesting reason to get involved with the new planet, to like go and research all that stuff, to learn about that stuff. But then on the flip side, again, you got the giant spike monsters that are going to come and stab you or whatever. Like, you're going to lose a lot of people. Like, you're going to see some people just get absolutely crushed.
And I feel like more realistically, it's going to end up being like, if we go to another planet first, it's going to be something like Avatar, where it's like just trying to industrialize the planet and like gouge it for its resources, and then there's like natives who are trying to save it, but there's not much of a chance because we got like space helicopters coming down with huge machine guns with maybe plasma pistols, Master Chief's armor. Breaking Benjamin on the helicopter over like in Mad Max.
Is that Breaking Benjamin, isn't that like a?
I think they did some of the music for Halo 3. Yeah. Was it Halo 2? I thought it was. Oh, I definitely defer to Trevor for Halo questions.
I have all three of the albums.
That sounded like Oblivion for a moment. What is that?
So you guys know how...
I was going to say this isn't usually how the Chat Pack podcast is, but it usually is. So if you don't like this,
that was definitely part
don't stick around.
Of the Halo theme song.
So you know how Spotify does like the daily mixes or whatever kind of thing? Like it just throws together music it thinks you might like.
I'm aware.
I was listening to like a playlist while I was working out, and it was just a playlist that Spotify made, and it had a lot of good music for working out too. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, just the Dragonborn Skyrim theme song comes on, and I was like, you know what, this is actually kind of tight to work out to.
I used to, before football games, I would listen to the song from The Dark Knight Rises when they start chanting when he's climbing out the hole, and they're like, "This is Basaro, Basaro," and like the score in the background is just like, bum, 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 bum. And I'm just like, "I am Batman climbing out of this cave." Oh my gosh.
I mean, I guess I don't have much room to talk because sometimes I run to Mbop by Hanson or whatever the name
you
is.
You fucking run to Game of Thrones audiobook volume 3. That's what you run.
Hey, I actually don't listen to the Game of Thrones books.
Lannister.
Tegex in the chat.
Floppy penis.
In the chat said, "Will, you have a theme song on the new planet?" And it reminded me, did you guys ever play Tiny Tank on PlayStation 1?
Yes, a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
I played Tiny Tank.
The opening, I mean, the game was like whatever, but the opening like cinematic of that game, I will never forget.
I definitely have forgotten.
This foul mouth little tiny tank. It's this little animated tank with a little face on it, and it has and it just curses like a sailor and all this stuff. But there's this part where they're like, "All right, cue the Tiny Tank theme song," and it goes, "Tinky tanky clinky clanky tiny tank," and he goes, "What the fuck was that?"
There you go.
I don't know.
Sounds like the PlayStation's attempt to like making like a Conker type character to like bring on there some Trevor. Cutesy thing that's like a mature thing. Tagix, let me just echo what he said. I too had an Xbox, bitch. So let me just throw that out there.
Ooh. Caleb,
was he aggressive? I can't look at the chat, otherwise my internet will just have diarrhea all over my computer.
Yeah, that's why Caleb is now
a disembodied
Can you put a picture
of me over the blank spot? You know, just like
get a picture of Caleb.
I could definitely try.
Yeah, a picture of Caleb.
We need someone.
I know that's what Twitch. If you're listening, I know the Twitch CEO,
Jeffy B.
Yeah, Jeffy
you know what
B.
I'm saying.
Listen,
call up Jeff again.
Jeff,
Jeff, hey.
If you come in here, you find our account, you give us our own private new button. The button just spins in. It's like a graphic, and it goes, "Trevor, that," you know, and it's like that old, like it zooms in and out and in and out and then all the way in.
I think we can do that. We just need to learn how to use OBS a lot better. And
I mean, Trevor did put
design and create these things.
Yeah, which I mean, that's all Trevor's realm. That's why we Trevor that. We don't Caleb that. We don't Paul that. We Trevor that.
Yeah, Trevor's not doing anything from home. He's the only one that has a real job that is actually working from home. Caleb and I are just unemployed and just living off the government.
The government won't give me any money.
Would Twitch take us down if I used the picture of Caleb holding Paul's face in front of his naked body?
I don't think so. I mean, there's no...
I don't know.
There's no dangling bits exposed.
There we go.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's you say there you go, I don't see it.
I also wasn't... I was not nude. I had underwear on, but it looks as if I'm completely nude.
It would appear...
Caleb, did you ever... You where is nude. The fat head?
I have the fat head.
Caleb has the fat head?
Or maybe, do you have the fat head, Paul?
No, I know I don't have the fat
Paul,
head.
Paul, do you know you don't have the fat head?
Yeah, I mean, if the fat head is somewhere here, then you've hit it in a very good place. It might be in my like closet upstairs, because if it is actually here, I've lived my daily life for a while, and I haven't seen you bring it in. to the house. Because usually I'm here when you come in with all your belongings.
Yeah, but so maybe I left it in my car, and when you went to work.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You might have, it could be a long
maybe
con here.
One or more of your roommates are in league with me.
It wouldn't surprise me in the absolute slightest. Because I honestly respect it. If it does happen, I will respect it because that means the game is still on.
Oh, Paul, you know? The game is. If you think the game
has never ended, yeah. I guess the game has truly never
until
ended.
Until somebody burns the fathead and then I inevitably make a new one, the game will not end and then inevitably restart.
What would be the new face? What would be the picture
for the fathead? I would try my very best to get a picture of 10-shot Paul while he was going, and had his shirt pulled all the way over his head, pretending to be a bird.
Or have you seen the picture that Ava has of me that like from Florida where my head looks really weird and like squished? You know which one I'm talking about? I'm trying to see.
No, there's so many pictures where your head looks weird and squished.
That's true. Yeah. I do have a lot of squishy head pictures. I don't.
It's
think
like
I'm
a baby.
Able to find it. But anyway, you got it.
That should be on there now.
Let me see. I'm waiting for it here. There.
Man, the audio listener, now I know how they feel. We're really missing out.
Yeah, I mean, there is a... Wow, yeah. I forgot that happened.
For the audio listeners, there is this classic picture. Actually, there is...
Do they know what the fat head
this
is?
Fat head, which is a giant picture of Paul's head. I would say like...
On a poster
3 feet by 4 feet or so.
Yeah, like a fat head, a classic fat head like you've seen.
But it's just Paul's face. And then there's this classic picture from college of Caleb holding Paul's face in front of his body. And it kind of looks like Caleb's naked behind it.
Well, it definitely does. I'm not. I've never been naked.
Never?
No, I don't get naked.
He came out in a 3-piece suit.
There's dozens of us.
Hey, Caleb. It sounds like something I like would have heard. I was listening to like an old-timey... radio broadcast, and it was like, and the Yankee fans with bitter tears for yesterday, and it was just like some like really wacky old-timey radio thing sounding, and it was like, for some reason, the way you talked there just made me feel like that was what you were talking, like an old-timey radio person.
I've never been nude.
I've never nude. You'd never been nude. That's against the Lord's will.
I was born wrapped in silk.
Wrapped in silk and wrapped there you go. In silk. Do you guys do anything fun for the holiday? And you guys do anything fun for the holiday?
What holiday? Oh, wait, there was Easter this Sunday, wasn't it?
We lost Paul.
Oh, no, I just clicked. I clicked the thing out. God
it's,
dang it.
It's
I didn't
just
even
me
lag
on
out.
The
I just,
chat.
I just closed myself out of that thing. That was dumb.
For I'm all coming. Of you audio listeners on the recorded podcast, if you tuned into the live show, you'd be able to see just me since everyone left me.
With Caleb's right next to you, hanging out right
with
next
Caleb's
to you there.
Caleb's photo. Now I gotta, where's my, I got too many things going on here.
We got people in the chat. Chat, let us know what you want to talk about. Send us some topics here to talk about as we get to the
send us
back
some pictures
half
and we'll
the,
put it up.
Of the show.
Trevor here. Will put it up.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what the picture is. Just throw it in there, you know? I don't know who Luis Crane is. I don't know what the, I don't.
If you do send pictures, try to cover the dangling bits.
Caleb, can you chime in on this on the, what's going on with this printed bunny?
I can't see anything, so describe it to me as best you can.
TagX is asking about Louise Crane and how her family owns the paper that they print money on. And if they do, then I mean, there you go.
I have
they,
no
they figured
idea
out that's a loophole.
What that means.
Honestly. So if we're
they figured out
if we're wanting to print our own money. We should rob them.
I guess they would be, because that is an interesting thing that you have to pay for the paper that money is printed on with money.
So what came first?
But you
first?
Don't have money without
the money
yeah, but you
or
don't
the
have
paper.
Money without the.
It seems to me that it's a worthwhile
oh,
investment
boy.
Because if you can make unlimited money, then really it doesn't matter how much you spent. You know?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Buy,
right? They
plus we
so
could redesign the logo of the money to be Caleb dollars.
I wouldn't want Caleb dollars though.
Chat pack like, dollars.
This is worthless.
Club dollars.
Nah, put like a dog on it. Everyone want that.
Put a bird on
Dogglers?
It.
Dogglers?
Dogglers.
I feel like you got to go something with like some kind of like you need a pun on the dollars. Actually, once
you know, it's
once
better
I,
than having like
there was a kid.
Well, I mean, but how you'd have to put in some stuff to make conspiracy theorists go nuts or clues for Nicolas Cage. That's who you put on the dollar.
Nicolas Cage.
That you change it to he. Nicolas I mean, Cage. He found the national treasure. Because that's the thing, is the does the national treasure involve these monies? Because is the national treasure really the money that the paper that money is printed on? Because if you have the paper that money is printed on, then you can print as much paper as you want, and that is a fortune.
Isn't the national treasure the friendship that we built along the way?
Nah, that's not American enough, Caleb. Or Trevor, come on.
Caleb. I'm not Caleb.
That's also not Nicolas Cage enough.
We're going to steal the Declaration of Independence. I'm going to steal it. Really worried about these missiles. Could you imagine? It's just like, yeah, you know, you just go on your whole life. It's like, yeah, you know, your parents weren't obsessed with, your grandparents weren't obsessed with finding the Declaration of Independence.
Hey, that wasn't the premise of the movie. There was a national treasure. He wasn't.
Oh, well, you know, that was, I
the
guess
Declaration
that's
of
true.
Independence
they didn't know
was
about
just
the Declaration of Independence.
It was just a tool. Not even really a map.
I'm a map. I'm the map. I'm the map. I'm the map. One thing also I did want to talk about this because I didn't know if you guys have seen it as well. One thing I also did see in between episodes, I finally saw Uncut Gems. Have you guys seen Uncut Gems?
Nope. I have not seen Uncut Gems.
I don't even know what it is.
It's that Adam Sandler movie?
Adam Sandler movie? Dude, you should watch. It's a very good movie. I think it's coming to Netflix like very soon if it's not already there. We found it online. Dude, it was... I see why people were into it, dude. Adam Sandler did a very good job. I was really into it. The ending was... I just don't understand why the ending happened the way it did. But I kind of get it. But at the same time, I don't understand it completely.
Wow, I feel like I've really seen the movie.
Yeah, it wasn't the spoiler. I'm pretty sure that was as vague as you could be about it, the ending of a movie.
Yeah.
I would say it's well worth your time. It's got to be close for a movie where it sets the record for the number of fucks said in a single movie.
Wow.
It's definitely got to be up there.
I think I heard it was.
Is Samuel L. Jackson?
Okay,
do
you know the premise of the movie? Do you know the premise at all?
No, not even a little bit.
Basically, Adam Sandler is a high-end jewelry dealer.
Is it funny?
Who deals with no. Well, kind of.
But it's not. It's
way.
Not a comedy.
No. It's a drama.
Is it a new movie with Adam Sandler?
It came out. Came out last year. Mm. Yeah.
I'm not.
But, here's a topic. Wait. Go for it.
I was just going to say I'm definitely not hip to new Adam Sandler movies. Like
I understand where I understand that mentality, but it is not a Netflix like I'm gonna fall down fart joke movie. Like this is a legit like
you're telling me Adam Sandler doesn't play him and his wacky but lovable sister?
No, he doesn't. But I he kind of plays him in a way. Like at the same time, like he still is Adam Sandler in a sense. Anyway, here the Bulldrozer says Europeans used to believe that pandas were a made up mythical creature because they had never seen one. Explain to me why Sasquatch and the Loch Ness Monster aren't definitely real. Sasquatch is definitely real.
Yeah, I don't know.
Put that.
Yeah.
Let's just
whoever
clear the
this
air
guy is does not understand how Sasquatch works.
The Loch Ness Monster isn't real because a creature that big and here, hold on.
Bill
on, guys,
Gates helped her get out of Loch Ness.
I'm just saying a creature cannot of the Loch Ness Monster's size could not live in that lake. It's just too small. It's just not feasible.
Well, yeah, that's
now,
why Bill Gates helped her get out.
I'm not saying that the Loch Ness Monster didn't get taken out. But for me, I'm not putting my chips on the Loch Ness Monster being real. I'm putting my chips on the Sasquatch.
Well, and
being
you
real,
know,
for sure,
I'd much rather have interactions
with
Sasquatch.
A rare, hairy ape-like thing that goes out there that's a humanoid. I'm in.
Yeah, water.
Whether
water
it
creatures
be an actual Sasquatch or a person that has just completely adapted a Sasquatch lifestyle. Because then, I mean,
well,
that person basically is a Sasquatch.
Or man, bear, pig.
I would say, I would put my money. I don't think Sasquatches aren't real. I think they are real. I think the Loch Ness Monster doesn't have.
You think there's plural Sasquatches? There's just one.
I think there could be.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, for them to be around for this long,
long, exactly. Because, okay, now that begs the other question. Was there a Sasquatch and then that died and there's no more Sasquatches?
Well, I think there's one Sasquatch. He dies and then he's birthed out of his ashes like a phoenix. You know? Yeah, he doesn't make a sound anything remotely like that, but he
that's the sound a phoenix makes.
Paul, you should work on it. Don't go to any...
I'm trying to remember the call he does in Squatch Hunters or whatever that show is. Monster Hunters. You know that...
Do they have a Sasquatch call?
They have a Sasquatch call.
It's a Sam Squinch.
Oh, what is the show? It's on like History Channel or whatever. It's like Monster Hunter. I think that's America what it's called. Isn't it
Monster Hunters?
Monster Hunters? Yeah, and the one guy, his name's like Bobo or whatever, and they're like, Bobo, do the Squatch call, and then he does this crazy noise, and it supposedly attracts Sasquatches.
Did they have to name, like, that's leaning in a little too hard, because we know it's all the rigged, they always, but then you name yeah, they the bring character these people Bobo. In. Come on.
Yeah, we got Bobo and like Skippy here. Like they're the ones going out to find Sasquatch.
They've been Sasquatch time for like 2 years where it was for like 25 years, Paul. Their credentials speak for themselves.
Wasn't there, didn't I mean, Joe Rogan no one's do know something
than,
like
than
that?
25.
Joe Rogan did a, it was like searching for Bigfoot or something.
I have no idea.
I don't know, but I want to say I doubt
Hold
it.
Hold on. No, I'm pretty sure. But Joe Rogan, first thing pops up, Joe Rogan, I was convinced Bigfoot was real. I'm going to keep Trevor in this. You guys continue.
Okay, I got to throw out, JT Bruno in the chat said, come to Idaho, definitely a Sasquatch here. Shout out to Idaho, because Idaho and Wyoming, I feel like, are way underrated places to go visit. They're pretty wild, pretty cool. So there probably is
you
a Sasquatch.
You have to like
out
going
there.
Outside.
Oh, so yeah.
You have to like going outside to go to those places, because if you don't like going outside, Wyoming is not worth your time.
Yeah, for sure.
Like there's just, like if you don't care about the great outdoors, like I don't know, you're going to go to Wyoming and be like, there's like 17 people in this entire state.
But you want some beautiful mountains and some crazy forests and some awesome backwoods type stuff. Idaho and Wyoming are the places.
It's actually wild. There's a highway through Wyoming. It was when we were coming to you, Trevor, from South Dakota. We were going from South Dakota down to Utah, and we passed through Wyoming, and there's a highway that runs for like, I want to say it's like 90 miles. That might be a bit of an exaggeration, but like at least 50, where it's just a highway, and it's like a cutout, like there's just a road that goes one way. There's no, you can't see the way that's going the other, like this was going south, and you can't see the road that's going north, even though there is one, and there's no exits or anything. And it's, I want to say it's really like 90 miles, and it's just straight road. Like there's like every once in a while, there's like a little like cul-de-sac turn off so that if something happens to your car or you have to call the police or something, they can meet you there. But it's wild. I mean, that like, and I really mean like the meaning of wild as in like nature, like not just cool.
Middle of nowhere.
Very cool. It's always crazy when you're going like driving and you're doing a road trip or you're traveling and you're like going to camp, and especially if you get to your site like later than you wanted to or like late at night, and you're just like, I am in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like, especially if you're like doing like an unmarked site or like you're just trying to find a spot in like a national forest, you're just kind of like, I'm just out here in the woods. But we're getting out in what? Go for it.
No, you know what is really crazy is getting somewhere at night to camp and setting up like in the dark with like, you know, flashlights and whatever. And then when you wake up in the morning and you get to see where you're actually at, it's usually pretty nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, oh shit. Oh, this is what this place looks like. It's gorgeous here.
There's been a couple times I've gone down to southern Utah, and then you wake up and you realize you're like, you're on this huge like butte, and there's just like land going off in every direction, and you go out to take your morning pee and you're like, holy shit.
Especially when you're a boy from Ohio.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, in Ohio I had that happen though too, but it was I woke up and climbed out of my tent and saw a sign that said this area under surveillance. I was like, whoa, gosh. Holy shit.
That happened kind of a similar thing. So we were on a road trip up, and we went up into Vancouver to go up there after staying in Bellingham for a bit. And we went and we drove up on this mountain for a long time, just a long time looking for this campsite and could never find it. And we finally found a campsite on this mountain that we were staying up at. And we got in there late. We set up and slept through the night. Nothing happened. We wake up and we're starting to break down. And a ranger comes to us and they were telling us, they're like, hey, you know, you got it. You can't camp here. Like, if you like, do you have a permit to be here? And we were like, no, we don't have it. You know, what are you talking about? And they were like, yeah, it's like $300 a night. Ooh. To rent out this like whole area. We were like, okay, we'll be out of here right now.
So,
we got through that one. We packed up. Let's just say that the tent breaking down, that one that time didn't take too long.
It was probably not super well packed either. You just sort of and then like kind of threw it.
Nah, yeah, because that's the thing. You start your road trip or whatever trip off, and the car is all nice and packed and organized. And then by the end of it, it's just kind of like, yeah, right. If everything's in the car, we're good.
I feel like every few days when I'm road tripping, I would do a reorganization so it doesn't get terrible.
Oh yeah, you have to.
Yeah,
you have to.
Like refold like all the blankets you got in your nests.
I'm glad you call it a nest too. That makes my heart happy because then that's a classic road trip term for us.
You gotta build a nest.
What's the nest?
It's basically the bed where you lay down. Yeah, kind of. Exactly. Depending on how much room you have.
Because it can either be where you camp and you sleep and that's the nest you make, or if you're driving for an extended period of time and you have two people that sit in there, you know, you got your driver, you got your person up front, and then the back seat there, it's all empty. And then you can just build that out, make it a bed back there, basically. Very comfortable, very cozy,
nice.
Very nest-like. We'll take one last question from the chat here. Tagic says, what clown from Barnum and Bailey Circus was your favorite? I don't have one, but I did find out there was a clown college like literally like three blocks away from me here that like you could learn all sorts of clown things and acrobatics.
Oh man, recently I watched The Joker, so that would terrify me. I don't want to be anywhere near that clown college.
Well, Caleb, the last I checked, you're the head of the clown college.
Ooh. Ooh. Wait, so Paul, it sounds like you no longer are going to go work at the radio station for the summer because you have plans now.
Ah, that shit ain't opening, man. That ain't Corona fit. That ain't Corona safe.
Oh, I forgot about that.
The clown college or the radio station? Yep.
Well, the radio station has more problems than just the whole Corona deal. I think they've got some infrastructure, leaky roofs.
Oh, it's a whole nine yards.
There's probably some really high voltage wires just sticking out. Z-z- Wouldn't be surprised.
You know, nothing like a little zap to kind of, you know, bring you some energy, bring you some life. But all righty, we're getting here to the tail end of the show here. This has been the Chat Pack Podcast. Thank you all so much for joining us. Great chat today. We had a great group here on twitch.tv/chat_pack. So we thank you all so much for tuning in. Make sure to follow along with us here on Twitch or on Twitter. Those are our two big spots for us. And so, yeah, make sure you click that follow button. Definitely does help us. Thank you so much again for tuning in. You can catch all of our episodes on your favorite streaming platform. Just type in the Chat Pack Podcast and it'll be there. My personal favorite is Spotify because that's the one I have. Yeah, we'll be back next Wednesday, maybe sooner than that, with some video game stuff if I can get my things going and set up in time. But anyway, guys, anything to wind down the show? Any closing thoughts? Anything else that you want to bring up before we wind things down?
Sasquatches are real.
Squatches are real. We
Squatches
know that.
Are real. Nessie's real. They're going to reclaim their territories pawpaws. While everyone's in quarantine right now.
Oh, yeah.
Just know.
Be on the lookout.
There you go.
All right, everyone. Thank you all so much again for joining us. Until next time, we will catch you on the flippity flip.